Home.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 20th of December. Four more shopping days. Well, it could be even five, but four more shopping days until Christmas. 605-4567
is our phone number. That's how a guy's mind works.
And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning to you. I'm all confused today because it's Tuesday, but Linda's here, which is a departure from our norm.
Yes, I know. Isn't that good? And that's the way it should be. We've got to keep you guys on your toes. You can turn up my headphones just a bit there, Carl.
Okay.
Okay, follow the string or the wire. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. No, don't pull the string because then the tree will fall down, right? You know, it's guys that say it's 4 days till Christmas. Four shopping days.
Turn it down.
Turn it up, please. Just there we go. Just a slight bit. I drove through this morning to one of my coffee places that I like to go that is close to the studio, Naked Coffee. Shout out to you guys. And it's a darling husband and wife team that own this little drive through. Like, it's called Naked Coffee. It's up there off of Trinity and.
No, they're not.
No. They're not, but they're a darling couple. Anyway, so I drive through there in the morning close to the studio, and they said, well, what do you think of these cold mornings? And I said, you know, sometimes people just talk about the weather. I said, I love the seasons. I want to feel – I don't mind if it storms, and I'll go out in the storm. And I like when it's cold. I wouldn't want to be at 30 below or 20 below. Been in that weather in Madison, Wisconsin, by the way. Feels like somebody took an ice pick and slammed the middle of your brain. But here is beautiful, and we have just a gorgeous day yesterday. Absolutely just beautiful. And today, that's what you're going to get. We will have 20% of isolated showers today with our highs of 57, partly cloudy tonight with lows of 40. It's currently 31 degrees in the downtown studios. Wednesday calls for a sunny day with 61. Yes, beautiful. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 38. Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of 56. And I'm feeling good today because I did yoga last night. Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of near 56 with a calm wind. And Thursday night, a 40% chance of rain. So now Friday's rain, Saturday chance of showers, Christmas Day mostly cloudy with a low of around 34 Saturday night. So you're going to have those days that are kind of misty, and I love that. Cold nights and misty, and it's frosty, and it's nice to look out and see snow-capped mountains. We feel blessed. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they are our weather sponsors, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
You need to take yoga more.
It was a beautiful class I took last night at Nancy Sutton Pierre's House of Yoga, 5:30. Haven't taken yoga in quite some time. Just, you know how it is. And you know
is
what?
Is this a mixed class or just a woman's class?
No, it's mixed. And but there were only three people in it last night. And it's easy yoga. So what?
It's stretching yoga, right?
Stretching yoga.
I'm taking it next Monday. Yeah.
And it's and you know, go at your own level. Don't worry about, you know, it's really good because what I found is, you know, the further you get away from doing things, the further you get away from doing things. You have to go back to beginning and start again. And it's so important,
well, it's
especially
true.
Right now.
It's true.
We lock up. It's the end of the year. And when you think about what we've been through this past year, the elections, we've been through a lot of trauma and a lot of drama, not just with the elections, but just in life. We've had a lot of tragedies in the world. We're facing some of the high headlines we're going to be talking about today. It's like, what is going on? We're at the end of the year. So if you think about the energy fact of just going out and shopping and the stress, we kind of close up, we lock up, our muscles start to lock up. So that's what's really good about, you know, taking a minute, breathing, and just remembering that, you know, everything's going to be okay. You have to think that. You really do have to think that.
But people, you know, and we will think that. And, you know, the thing about it is, about the yoga, it stretches and keeps you more supple. Because I was noticing when I was out on the range the other day, reaching down and picking up rounds and things like that, it was just, you know, especially when you're carrying, you know, when you're carrying a, you know, a gun belt and extra ammo and all those things, you know, picking up things. And that's what I noticed when in the yoga, how it stretches you out. In that class, it's a general stretching one. I didn't take it last night, but I really believe I should get back
into that. Tom Brady, 39 years old.
Oh, look at him.
Working on where they talk about how he watches everything that passes his lips in what he drinks, what he eats, and then he has these routines, and he's supple. He's 39 and he's supple. See, I just really believe you don't have to be brittle as you get older. You can make yourself pay attention and make yourself, you know, hydrated and supple. Like you're saying. Speaking of which, there's a couple things I want to say. Let's talk a little bit. I know you didn't do it yesterday. Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Sunday night.
I saved it just for you. I knew you'd be coming in.
Okay. Can we just talk about this? From a man's point of view, we had sold out, first of all. The Civic was sold out. Three-year-olds to great-grandparents. All ages.
All ages.
And this, what if you saw last year's show, just throw it out, because this year was what you saw on TV. Sets, costumes, the four Russian guys, the beautiful redhead. I'm terrible with names. The four women dancers.
Lori Hernandez, the gymnast, the Olympic gymnast, the gold medalist, the 16 or 17 year old now that won the gold medal course in the Olympics, but also won the Dancing with the Stars was there too.
Well,
and
she danced
all the way through it, and she is adorable. She's about 4 feet tall. she's taller now.
She did her dance with Val and Val.
Yeah, she only danced with Val or with the girls.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. So, they did a lot of video presentation of, you know, who are the stars? What's their history? The Dancing with the Stars, you know, the professionals. And then most of these people started at 5. So then I think back on the real great, the gymnast. That was my fingernail in the thing over there. So Laura Hernandez started at 5. And then these dancers started at 5. They're true athletes. And later we found out they all plunge into ice tubs after the show like pro football players. They plunge
They've got trash cans set up with ice and water.
Backstage.
And they all get down into that because of the wear and tear in their body. But the Russians, and this was the interesting thing, the Russians said when they started dancing, it was an accepted thing that Russian guys danced and nobody poked fun at him, and this was like a really a great thing to do. Where the one Russian, or the kid, a young man who grew up in a Russian family, but in Minnesota, said when he danced, people poked fun at him. People would you know, would laugh because here is a guy dancing. And the difference between, you know, and the Russians, you know, when they start as children dancing and going through their lives dancing. But I can just tell you guys that this was one of those days when I'd been up at 5 o'clock in the morning, had been shooting all day in a class. Came back, got cleaned up, went to a party, which is, by the way, was a wonderful party for an hour.
Nice friends.
And then to this Dancing with the Stars. And I thought, frankly, if I could just make it through Dancing with the Stars without falling asleep and then letting Linda say, I told you so, it was going to be a great night. Well, guess what? It was a very, very, very good show. And the only comment I had about it was to Linda was, never leave me alone with the redhead.
You did say that.
Never leave me alone. She says, what'd you think of the show? Never leave me alone with the redhead that was out there dancing. I don't care. I'll just, I mean, don't ever leave me alone.
Yeah,
because what if she wanted to come over and kiss me? You know, I'm just sorry, but I may let her do that.
I'd let her do that, too.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
You heard it here first.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. What a Christmas present. We got to take a break here.
Put some tinsel on your toe.
Yeah. Well, or in my ears or someplace. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break. It was well worth the – I mean, I tell you what. I think everybody there had a good time.
Oh,
it was the dancing was just wonderful, and it was. You kind of
true left, athlete.
You learned about some of these guys had – you know, this one girl had problems. And, you know, she didn't dance for 3 years. Others of them were injured, and they came back. Others that the one – girl said her father had four daughters that were all dancers, and so he opens up a dance studio.
She said he's a dude's dude. He was a football guy, so he ended up,
He opens up a dance studio so his kids didn't have a place to dance.
And he and his wife opened it. Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. Anyway, it's one of those things that when you see it, then, you know, you like to share this with people because obviously it was filled up to the rafters. And we were able to give away two tickets, and we saw our listeners that were there. And they enjoyed it too, so I'm super.
Just wonderful.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It's like 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
And let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, January 20th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotics Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flatline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome
man,
back.
It doesn't show signs of
stopping. Man, it doesn't, man. I'm sorry, but that's hot. What is so hot about? Man, it's, you know, somebody did it today. You're like, you cornball. But he can do it. And it's like,
Dean Martin was never a cornball. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 20th of December. It's 31 degrees out there right now, going up to 57 with a low of 40 tonight. Carl Lindebot here. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is I want to talk about OmahaSteaks.com. Omaha Steaks. We have people calling us. We have people sending us emails. It is their gift package. It's a $215 value. You can get it for $49.99. Yes, you can. 77% sales savings on this. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins. Two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, burgers, kielbasa sausages, dessert. It's got it all in there. $49.99. Now, how do you get this for $49.99? You see it advertised on the TV. It says $59.99. So how do you save even more money? You go to OmahaSteaks.com, OmahaSteaks.com. You go to the search bar up at the top. In that search bar, you type CL. For Carl and Linda. CL, hit search. It takes you right to the page. You'll see what's in there, and then you just do checkout. I guarantee you, you will not be sorry. You will love it. You can send it to people. You know, it's a perfect gift for, like, you know, a couple or a small family.
A small family. Pull out the four steaks, because I think they have a bonus.
They have four kielbasa sausages as a bonus in there,
right.
Just free. So, anyway, it's a great deal. You know, we've got it, and we love it, and we like it so much that I went out and bought one for my sister. Yeah, bought one for my sister, and they just told me today it was being shipped, which means it'll be there this week for Christmas. And they let you put a little Christmas message on it, too, and all that kind of stuff. OmahaSteaks.com. Okay, let's move on. You know, Okay, if NFL football.
Oh, boy, I was just reading about that.
NFL football is taking a hit. After the election, their ratings went up. Colin Kaepernick, of course. Karma, they've won one game all season, the 49ers, and I'm not sure how they did that.
I think he cast a discouraging spell.
There is. But there are other things about the NFL that are kind of cool. This guy named Elliott, running for he's a running back. He's a rookie for the Dallas Cowboys. He and the other rookie, their quarterback, have taken them to, like, what, a 12-2 or something like that. A great, great record this year. The only people who beat them is the New York Giants twice. So in the game again this weekend, Elliott gets handed the ball. He, you know, like in the 2-yard line, the 3-yard line, he gets through, he scores, he runs through the back of the end zone, he runs around, and he jumps into the Salvation Army kettle. They had this huge kettle.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
He jumps into it, and it just disappears. Sticks his head out.
Made headlines
around
the world.
Sticks
yep.
his head out, and everybody's coming over, beating on the kettle. He comes out. Aah! Well, you can't do this
right.
in the NFL. This is called taunting. This is called, oh, you know what?
It's better than kneeling on the sideline with the flag, any day of the week.
It is. So this is what Elliott says. He says, look, any fine they give me, I'll match it and give it to the Salvation Army. Well, the NFL came out and said, we're not going to give him up. We're not going to fine him for this. This is a little bit different. He says, well, it's okay. I'm still going to give a donation to Salvation Army. But here's the best part of this. The Salvation Army reported after that happened something like a 60% surge in people giving to the Salvation Army. Is that great?
Well, Salvation Army is something that you feel like has been around since your grandparents' grandparents. You know, it doesn't seem to be trendy and fresh and new. So that was really cool that he brought this attention to
it. They do so much.
But gosh, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not Google new.
Well, you know what else? I think the Salvation Army is still looking for people that are from ringing bells. You can go down to the Salvation Army and get yourself a
spot. I haven't
seen
a lot of bell ringers this year.
I know. It doesn't seem like, but maybe it's because we haven't been to the places where they're at.
Well, I've been to the mall, honey, a couple times.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, before Christmas Eve. They do. Well, hey, Bob, are you picking me up? Are you picking me up about what, 5 o'clock on the 24th? And we're heading where do you want to go to?
7-Eleven first, but you can tell there are no more 7-Elevens.
We're not doing 7-Elevens.
You know what? There are no 7-Elevens anymore.
Bob and I are going out at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
7-Eleven in heaven.
I think, frankly, you avoid the rush. When you do that, don't you, Bob? Because all the people went out and bought their presents already.
Yeah, and you go down and you ask the guy at one of these convenience stores for whom English is not a first language and ask him for his opinion on what you should buy.
Yeah, and then, you know, come back and he says, well, is she a homebody or is she someone that likes to work
on
her?
Do you like gummy bears or Doritos?
Is she a homebody or does she like to work on her car? Because then you can, you know, get things like
oil.
Oil or
that really cheap motor oil.
That transmission stuff. And anyway, but okay, Walmart. Now, I don't, you know, Walmart's got a commercial. These people are sitting on their Bob, don't leave before we have our next break. Just Bob, don't leave. Okay, the guy's sitting on his couch. No, the woman's sitting on her couch, and she's kind of smiling.
She looks up.
Yeah, and she's in her pajamas, and she looks up on the wall. On the wall, she looks up, and it's a photo of her parents or somebody, you know, an older couple, and she goes like that. You can just see her face go, oh. And this guy is standing there. He's looking around, and then all of a sudden his eyes get really big, and he goes, oh. And they pick up their phones. And the whole commercial is this. You can order at Walmart up to 6 p.m.
Christmas
Eve and pick it up that night so you can go deliver. And I'm sitting, what a great commercial. Their eyes just get, I just forgot Aunt Mary.
Well, there's something to be said. That's pretty cool. That was clever marketing.
Now, I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for something to come. And every day I run out there.
Oh, you think about the porch pirates. We're waiting for a ham, too.
I run out just so I can beat you out there.
Oh.
So I can go out there and I look around, you know. So just.
I'm not really into, you know, I haven't bought one thing online. Well, I did a clothing company.
I don't buy it online. Nothing's buying online. Don't buy online.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people, I save this.
They don't want to get out. Well, especially older people. They don't like getting out into the crowd, so they just go online. Here's the thing about going online, and we're going to have Mike Michalak on here probably this next week in between Christmas and New Year's, because he's got this huge business. He's got this huge business of at the fly shop, and he ships things out everywhere. Mm. But the internet does not collect taxes on the things that you buy. See, there's only like 3 or 4 states that will do that. That if you order something on the internet, they will add the taxes in.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then they send it back to the state of California. Now, at the end of your year and it's on your tax form, it says, did you buy anything out of the state of California? If so, how much? And then you pay your tax on it. Now, how many people do you think do that? I mean, if it's a business or something, they know you get your stuff out of there. But if did you go into Nevada and buy anything? And if you did, how much did you pay? And please give us your tax amount. Well, you know, most people go, no. So what Mike is saying, and I understand, is because what this does is it costs people literally millions here in California because people will shop because they've got, you know, they'll go someplace else in order. You know, you could buy it here, but they don't have to pay the tax on the internet. If the internet made the internet pay the tax, why not just shop here? I mean, it probably cost businesses around here, you know, millions of dollars. Think about it. It's not fair. Okay. Everybody's looking at me like, did I not make myself clear on
this?
No,
you did. I'm just saying, nobody here sells the stuff I want. So,
yeah, and there, and that's,
but
that's,
how many bondage stores are there right here in?
Carl.
No, okay, I'm just kidding.
You had to go right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Really?
I just went right there.
Okay, you're
this
on this
portion.
Roll.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. I'm telling you, this is the place to go if you need in-home health care. in-home healthcare, whether it's you've gotten a knee, you know, operation or a back operation, you just can't get around for a short term. Home helpers, give Sharon Clark a call. Or if it's long-term in-home care, you get better quicker or you stay happier longer if you're inside your own home surrounded by your own stuff. Home helpers, business of the year, businesswoman or business person of the year, give her a call at 226-8350. Nothing but great things to say about her.
All right. That's true.
Now
we saw them yesterday, and there's just a wonderfully run office. They just are great. Lots of stories to go there. But when we come back, we also we have a special guest. We're going to talk more headlines, really some headlines. And then I've got a special tickets. If you want to call it the break, we're going to start this and give the two tickets to A Celtic Christmas, which is tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater. Wonderful tickets, you guys. This I would like you to be able to. This is a Christmas gift to somebody, lucky caller. And we're going to do that same thing at the end of our show where we draw a name. So give us a call at 605-4567. If you'd like to give or go tomorrow night to A Celtic Christmas at the Cascade, give us a call to be in the drawing here at 605-4567. We're taking a break here on KCNR 1460.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children laugh and play. Were they surprised before their eyes he came?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Ring, ring, ting, tingle into. Come on, it's lovely.
Good Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Christmas season.
And friends are calling you.
It's the 20th of December. Isn't it fabulous?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
What?
With all due respect, Colonel, I was enjoying that song until you verbally peed all over it.
Wait a minute. I went, yoo-hoo. It said people yelling yoo-hoo, and I yelled, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
That's right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish Network and their Veteran Challenge. That's right. Let's help give the gift of free satellites.
I'm going to continue.
I've got it now.
It's live radio, folks.
To active military families this year. That's right. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, they're going to be setting up service for an active duty military family in our community for a full free year of service. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, they'll also get $100 off their bill. Specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. So not only can you get a great deal on dish and a local dish, don't call 800 number, call 241-DISH. You can stop by 1007 Dana Drive and talk to Doug Tooley, who is the owner and a veteran-owned business here. He wants to help out other veterans. He wants to help out active duty military. That's B&T Satellite. Okay. We are with
our beautiful, beautiful Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So now we're talking about the hours of, well, good morning. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Turtle Bay.
Okay. Of course, Turtle
Let's
Bay.
Start with that.
Yeah, but Christmas is here. And yes. So we're thinking, okay, some people haven't figured out yet. What do I get for someone? And I always just think a family membership from Turtle Bay, especially for those local people.
And right now, they're $10 off for a gift membership. So if you would like to give it as a gift, any level, whether you're, you know, buying it for a full family where you want to get the two adults and up to four kids, or individual memberships too. If it's just a couple, if they don't have kids, you can also get, you know, a lower, it's a lower price point because it's less people, but it's still going to be $10 off. And there's college memberships for college students and all kinds of different levels depending on who you're buying for. And through Christmas Eve, it is $10 off both online and in the store and the museum. However, if you would like to have the actual card before Christmas, you're going to have to go to the museum because we can't mail it to you that quickly if you do it
now,
online.
Let's talk about the museum store. For but some people maybe don't think of the museum store when they're running around and thinking mall.
Yeah.
if you go to a park where the Turtle Bay Bridge is, that at the end of coming in through the walkway there, like you're going onto the bridge, there's the museum store.
Yeah, so it's our coffee bar and store. It's, of course, not very big, but we do have a ton of stuff in there. Every nook and
you're
granny
not gonna get
has
that, a lot of that stuff anywhere else.
Exactly. There's a lot of local stuff, locally made stuff, and then, of course, we've got, you know, things that have the bridge on it and things that talk about Turtle Bay and things that just are about Redding, because that's the visitor center, too. Or, you know, visitor info desk is right inside there. So we've got all kinds of stuff for people passing through. But for locals, you know, we've got local local-made jewelry. We now carry the giving keys, which I know I've worn in here before. We carry those at the store now just as of a couple weeks ago. And I have not been in yet because I know I'll buy five of them. So I've been avoiding it.
Right.
But we have a ton of stuff in there and it's always changing out. Of course, we have things that reflect the exhibitions we have open, but not always, or not just that, rather. We have all kinds of things. We've got art,
games.
We've got games. We have a whole kids section. Oh,
see,
man.
That's fantastic. And you're thinking, you know, I know that's popping in your head right now. And I love the fact because actually I'm guilty as well. but my parents are coming over Christmas and we're going to have a little gathering at our house, but I think about, okay, now what are we going to do the day of Christmas Eve? Of course, we're going to, we thought about maybe doing church and then going. So you're open.
We are open.
Let's talk about when. Now, what can people see if they have family in town and they want to do something, get the kids out, get the people out?
Yeah. So the park is open. Normally this time of year, we're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. This week and next, we are open every day except for Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Every other day we're open. And then Christmas Eve, we do close at 2, so a little bit earlier, but we are still open during the day. And we have our regular programming during the day. So we have an animal program at 1:30 right before we close. And we've got programming in the gardens, which might feel a little chilly, but if you want to brave that, go on out. That's out in the gardens. And in I believe that's at 10, I think. And it's a walkthrough with our horticulture manager. So you can learn from someone. She has been at the park since we opened. She's been there for 20 years. She can tell you all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
She literally planted that garden. But we've got programming going on. And then we also have, of course, our wonderful exhibitions, which aren't open for much longer. We've only got about 2.5 more weeks. So you want to see those.
Let's talk about the exhibits.
Yeah. So
the names of the exhibits. What's there now?
We've got Take Flight, which is all about the evolution of flight. And you can learn how to make a really wonderful paper airplane. And there's little launchers and targets you try to hit and things like that. And then we also have Find Your Park, which is all about the 7 national parks within one day's drive of here. It was created between us, Shasta Historical Society, and the National Park Service. So it is totally unique. It was built for us. And it's got pieces from all 3 organizations, which is super fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And very informative.
It is. Yeah. And it's interesting, too. There's stuff you can touch. It's not just something you have to stand back and look at. You can learn a lot. And then you can get inspired to go on trips, you know, that are nearby. And then we have Bountiful Harvest, which is these beautiful, beautiful art pieces by Southern Oregon artist Betty LaDuc. And they're really colorful and really beautiful. And so that is our art. You know, if you're more into that, it's the quieter. It's, you can stand and enjoy. It's beautiful.
So your 2 exhibits.
Yeah. So we've got those. And then they close the first week of January. So if you haven't seen it yet, you want to come on in.
Oh, I love the park one.
It's so fun.
And so when you talk about the fact that you're open till 2, okay. Now, there's people who are going to be staying after Christmas. Day after Christmas, you'll be open again.
Yep. We are open 9 to 4 on that Monday and the Tuesday after.
Well, Miss McCormick just walked in, and, you know, I have had you on my mind. Come on in, Norma. And, you know, I keep thinking, you know, every year Norma gives us this wonderful, she bakes. And I'm sorry, in the
it's
middle
okay.
of this,
this is important.
This is important. Yeah. And Norma has been our wonderful, and Anderson, and she's been on the mayor, and she's been on city council, and she's been such an active part of our community. We haven't seen you in so long. Merry Christmas. You want to come in and say hi on the air? People are probably wondering, where you been, girl?
But she's back in the city council.
Yeah.
Okay, come on in.
Anderson City Council.
Well, good. You are. We're so happy to hear
that. Well, I was asked to run again, and so I did. And I won. And so I'm there for another 2 years now. So I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody that's listening.
Well, we're so happy for you. And you're such a vital part of our community. We've missed you. And my gosh, so you baked and brought something in. You know what's going to happen is if we turn our back, they're gone. Because everybody, like when Norma comes in, when everybody comes in, Norma comes in, they're like, oh. So it's so good to see you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, we know that, you know, there's always good people on the Anderson City Council, but, yeah. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, that's the beautiful part of, you know, being a local business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this Christmas time has been wonderful. I know that, you know, Molly and I went all over the place and did these little, you know, giveaways and to our people that we wanted to say thank you to. And I knew you guys met.
Yeah, I know. I got a lovely gift from Molly.
Yeah, I saw.
I know, I loved it.
We so much appreciate you and the folks at Turtle Bay and what you do.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys. I have cupcakes in my car for you.
You do?
Surprise.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have a sugar high.
I know,
high
you
here.
Are.
My God. All right, so let's go
we
back to...
We already have a sugar high when Christy shows up.
She comes in, and
you said you're not feeling well.
No, I've been sick for a week. My voice is lower than usual, which is saying something.
Well, you know what? There's a big cold or something running around. I hear a lot of people.
Take a lot of sea, wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Wash your hands all the time. Linda's constantly squirting my hands with this cleaner. And as I'm walking around like a child or something.
Yeah, I'm coming off of it. I'm better. I was much worse a week ago. I just sound bad still. That's okay. No big deal. Not like that's important for radio, right?
Yeah. Just what we're going to be. We'll disinfect that mic when you're gone.
You can get, as soon as you leave, we're spraying it with, you know, some heavy duty stuff. It's just radio where it's just your voice.
Yeah, no big deal.
You know, on TV, you can get by just by smiling, you know, like you usually do and just, you know, walk away. So, okay.
Well, we also want to let you know that, again, we're going to say one more time that we do have those Celtic tickets for tomorrow night at the Cascade Christmas. So we are taking calls when we come up to our break. We're taking calls here. And at the end of our show this morning at 8:45, right before we go into the last segment of the show, we'll draw a name. And that's tomorrow night, 2 tickets for a Celtic Christmas. Should be fantastic. along the lines, too, of so many things that are happening at Turtle Bay, there's so many wonderful things in this town. People, I think, sometimes forget. We get bogged down with a little gloominess. And Turtle Bay remains a mainstay in the community. Now, what's happening with the hotel?
The hotel is being built. We actually just hired the general manager, finally.
Ooh.
Yeah. I haven't met her yet, but she's taking my old office and admin, so I had to move all my stuff that I'd left over there out. But she's coming in, I believe, today. I know she was looking for somewhere to live yesterday. So that's exciting.
We have a room.
She's got a family. She's got kids and stuff, so you're going to have to house a whole bunch of people.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So that's exciting. I know
Can you say her name?
I know her first name's Lindsay. I haven't met her. Okay. I don't know her last name.
Is she from around here?
She is not. She is. I hope all this is correct, but I know that she has her history, her background rather, is in hotel marketing and sales. So normally around right now, they would hire that person first and then the general manager. Well, this is going to be the first hotel that she's opening. And so they are only hiring her for now. And she's going to take care of that sales part. She knows what she's doing already. And then the management company that is overseeing the hotel is going to sort of not just do the opening part, but also teach her in the process. So rather than hiring both people right away, she's going to learn, do the part she knows and learn the other. And then they'll hire someone to take over the marketing and sales once
good
she's fully taken on.
Good
yeah.
for her and good
for
you. That's
yeah,
it's exciting. That's a win-win.
It is. It's really exciting. And that means that they hire that person about 8 to 6 months out from opening. So summer, that's what we're hoping for. That's a good sign if we have that person hired now.
And everybody's pushing. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by one of Linda's favorite places.
Dandelion Boutique is located on Pine Street. Yeah, you know, hear that?
Okay. Oh,
we love that. And, you know, you can go in, ladies, if you want to go in and your husband is just verklempt because he doesn't know what to get you. You go in and make up a wish list. And they write down. They'll take a picture of it. They'll write it down. They'll do your size. They'll do everything. And that way it just kind of makes it easy. They'll wrap it. They'll make sure that, you know, that it's a really nice service that they do. And if you're looking for something for last minute, you know, cocktail parties, New Year's Eve parties, Dandelion has got something in there for you. Jewelry, you know, bags, wonderful pieces of fun clothing as well. They're located at 1322 Pine Street. All right. Check out Dandelion. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, January 20th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful December 20th. That's the Celtic Women. But you're going to hear music like that at the Celtic Christmas show at Cascade Theater. And we are giving away, not at this moment, at the end of this show, we're giving away two tickets for tomorrow night. Beautiful seats at the Cascade Theater for a Celtic Christmas. If you've not been, it's a really special, like a seasonal spiritual, you know, that whole sonic sound of Celtic, you know, the tonal thing. Anyway, give us a call, 605-4567. Bob will be taking your name, and we'll have a drawing in about an hour. We have the beautiful Christy Kidd with us this morning from Turtle Bay. We're talking about last-minute Turtle Bay events that are happening here during the Christmas season. They are open every day except for Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Correct. Yes, and we have got programming going on every day. Christmas Eve, like we said earlier, we close at 2, but we do have stuff going on before that during the day if you want to bring your family in for something to do that morning. And we do also every year on New Year's Eve, we do Noon Year's Eve, so it's at noon.
How
we do
cool.
A little celebration, you know, so especially if you've got little ones who aren't going to stay up till midnight, you can still, celebrate.
Year's Eve. How cool.
It's super fun. There's a balloon drop and lots of yelling.
Now, something that you don't talk about very much, but I think it's important for, there are people listening that, are members and maybe don't really know about this special behind-the-scene tour that you can buy, you purchase. Mm-hmm. Would you inquire about that? Can you go online and get that?
You can. So if you go online, I believe it's just turtlebay.org/behind-the-scenes. It is really, really fun. Or if you just go into the animal page, you'll see it on there. It's a really wonderful program that we haven't done for very long, which is why we haven't talked about it a whole lot, because we're still kind of we were forming it, and now they've kind of got their process down. And it's about an hour, and you're going to go to the park with a group of, I believe they take up to 6 people. And it's a group that you go in, and it's private tour. You get a animal care staff who will tell you about, kind of just a little bit more information than you're going to get if you just go to a program. And then you'll go up to the top of the aquarium. So, if you're looking in the aquarium, there's land up there,
Right.
You're going to be up on the top up there. And then you are going to get to feed the beaver, Timber. And he can also, if he's in a good mood, he might sit in your lap, which is super fun. He's about 60 pounds, so it's not necessarily comfortable.
He tries to get in your lap.
If you have food, he is the friendliest thing. He just wants to be close to you and wants all of the food. And he's really sweet.
Kind of like a man.
There. No. Yeah, right?
Sorry.
He's so lovely.
Okay, wait a minute. You've got a 60-pound beaver in your lap.
Yeah.
And what's the beaver eat?
He eats, it's different. You feed him vegetables and things like that. He'll take lettuce and he just chows it down. I think we have a video of it on Facebook. He eats quickly. But then he's got these little, I don't even know what they're called.
They're called little paws.
They're little, little things that, they help actually gnaw down his teeth because their teeth grow continuously. That's why they chew on bark and wood and things like that to cut them back. Otherwise they get
it's
out
like
of control.
A lot of rodents. They've got to keep,
exactly.
They have to
mm-hmm.
keep. That's what, that's all it is, kind of a bigger rodent.
Well, he's one of the, I believe it's the largest North American rodent.
Mm-hmm. And so they have to keep their teeth, they have to keep chewing, mm-hmm. or their teeth will get so long that, it keeps your mouths open and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So you're feeding it then things, little things that'll keep grinding it down.
Yes. And some veggies and things like that.
Why don't you just turn him loose? out in the area for a day.
Well, he's got stuff up there. He doesn't need to be fed by hand every day. He's got bark and things like that.
Does he have little trees he can chew on?
They're not full trees because that's the enclosure in there. They would grow through it. That wouldn't really work. But the animal care staff does give him big sheets of bark and things like that he can eat through, and he loves it. And he loves having people up there. He's a super friendly little dude, that's for sure.
So that's part of the back yes. behind the scenes. What else?
So you'll get that.
Does he smell?
No. Mm-mm. And actually, it's really weird. When he gets out of the water, he doesn't get you soaking wet because his fur doesn't retain the water like your hair does or whatever.
It sheds, it comes off.
Yeah. It's crazy. He'll sit on you and he's dry in about 2 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you'll go up there and you get to feed him and you'll just get to learn more about him from the animal care staff, who are people who work with him every day.
Does he know his name?
Yeah, all the animals answer to their names.
Okay.
Yeah, they've trained them that way. So the same way that
I think that would be really cool because I have never gotten close. I mean, to a beaver, mm-hmm. and could if I you know I mean just actually to have one there
mm-hmm.
that wants to climb in your lap like a dog.
Even if it's not in your lap, just being next
just
to him.
Just being next to him.
He's so cool. He's very friendly, very gentle. He just likes his food.
This is an SNL skit. But anyway, I'm doing everything I can to keep my serious mm-hmm. face to me. All right. So that, but that's it.
And what's your name? It's John Sweaty.
Okay. So we passed the animal behind the, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
so
what?
You can do that.
All right.
And then we also, of course, have adopt an animal. If you want a different kind of gift for your animal lovers in your life, the adopt an animal program is obviously you're not taking an animal home, but that helps support animal care.
Okay.
So we can continue to feed them every day, and you can choose what animal you're supporting if you want one specifically, or you know, I just want to support all the reptiles or not support the reptiles, whatever way you'd like to go with that.
You have reptiles out there?
We do. We have a baby rattlesnake, and he's so small. Like, normally I'm not a huge fan of snakes.
He's so venomous. Just forget that.
I know, but he's so cute and so little.
No,
he's like the size of a quarter.
No kissing.
No, I know.
don't let him crawl in your lap.
No. But yeah, we do have reptiles out in the mill building in the forest camp and some in the museum too, actually.
How was Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday was amazing. Okay. We got so much support. We said if we got $12,000 that Mike Warren would go in our dunk tank, which was literally just jumping in the aquarium. But the aquarium's like 52 degrees. It's not necessarily a comfortable swim. We made, I think with the incentives, we ended up with over 35. So he went in the aquarium.
When?
It was the day after, actually. We put it on Facebook. There is a video on there.
I've got to go back and look.
Oh, yeah. It's great. He was, I guess, we didn't know this when he agreed to do it, which he didn't have to agree. I guess being submerged under cold water is like his worst fear. And he still did it anyway.
Oh,
and
wow.
He
Good
actually ended up loving it because he did get to swim with the beaver. And it was just, the beaver like climbed up on him because he was in a wetsuit that was a little bit buoyant. And he just
in a
was
wet
sitting
suit.
On
what
yeah,
a,
I know.
What a sis.
But it was a no. It was a
come on, Warren.
No, it's free.
No, it you was, know what?
Our no. staff.
Oh, that's like saying, well, I'll jump into the water. Oh, okay. But first I have to put on a dry
cold
suit.
How is it?
It's 52 degrees. Our staff doesn't go in there without wetsuits
on. No.
That's
52
not safe.
Degrees.
But
anyway,
like,
so Timber came over and crawled up on his
did.
Chest and
he
swam around.
He swam with him and laid on him. It was great. He actually ended up having a great time.
So you reached your goal, $12,000 on the Giving Tuesday.
Yes, so thank you to everyone who supported us that day. It was overwhelming.
Happy
it was wonderful.
Happy Tuesday. Always enjoy Christy Kidd.
Oh, thanks.
TurtleBay.org.
That's
we
nice.
Want to make sure you go to Turtle Bay. Is it Turtle Bay Museum?
TurtleBay.org. It's
TurtleBay.org.
Mm-hmm.
And or go actually right now, we suggest that you go to the store, which is at the end of the bridge. If you're just tuning in now and looking for last minute like toys or gifts or how about the gift that keeps giving? A membership for the year for a family.
And how much is that now?
Normally they're $80, but with the gift membership sale right now, they're $10 off.
So it's $70
an entire year for
$70. Entire year.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. All the time.
As long as we're open, which is most days of the year.
For two adults and four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be your kids.
Correct.
It could be four.
Any four kids you pick up off the street.
Yeah. grandkids, friends of a friend, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a better idea than picking up random kids on the street.
Well, yeah, because their parents might not understand. Where's Johnny? Oh, yeah. Somebody was taking him to Turtle Bay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good place to go, but make
and
sure you know the kids, please.
You have classes. You have after school classes. You have all kinds of wonderful programs.
We've got some cool. Actually, today we have a single day camp that, you know, registration is closed already, but it's really cool. It's a 9 to 4 camp for kids 7 to 10, and it's all educational. And this one, I believe, is do-it-yourself science, so it's stuff you can do at home. And it's fun. We put on programs like that as often as we can, which is great. So.
And sometimes people, you know, grandkids come, or family comes, or cousins, or nephews. Excuse me.
I hate to break into this.
And you want to try to figure out what to do during the holidays. Why not get a day where they can go to Turtle Bay and learn a lot? Mm-hmm. Have fun with it.
Hate to break into this gab fest, you two, but it's time to leave. Christy
Kidd.
Well,
thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
thank you for everything you do, Christy, and for our community and for everything Turtle Bay does. Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
We'll be right back. We got Open Line Tuesday. So.
And news from SRN brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump is blaming Islamic terrorism for yesterday's deadly violence, both in Turkey and Germany. Trump is blaming the Islamic State terrorist group and other Islamic terrorists for the deaths of at least 12 people in Berlin. Meanwhile, former FBI official Sean Henry says that the Islamic State group has been encouraging sympathizers to launch attacks in the West in any way they can.
You don't have to come to the Middle East. You don't have to come to Syria or Iraq. If you can't get your hands on a bomb or a weapon, use whatever you have at your disposal.
Meanwhile, the German authorities involved say they cannot be sure if the man they have in custody was the one behind the attack.
We know there is a suspect. We know that it appears to have been an attack. What we don't know, though, if this is the correct suspect. Now, police have said today that this is normal in the sense that they are carrying on their investigation. So until they have evidence, such as DNA evidence, for example, that connects him with that lorry, they can't say for definite if this is the correct man.
Meanwhile, the EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini is condemning the recent attacks throughout various spots in Europe.
It makes our gathering together, our meeting today, even more important, even more relevant, because I believe we share the common and deep conviction of the fact that only a common response to the terrorist violence can bring results for the sake of civilians across our region.
Talks being held today try to hammer out a truce and compromise over the issue of Syria and the various factions there. No big surprises for Donald Trump yesterday, as most of the electors refused to change their vote despite all the revolt against Trump. As it turned out, in fact, there were more protest votes among Democratic electors than there were among Republicans. Trump finished with 304 votes, and Hillary Clinton had just 227. It takes 270 Electoral College votes to win the election. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-215-0703. That's 1-800-215-0703. 1-800-215-0703. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Walgreens and Rite Aid will sell 865 stores to rival retailer Fred's for $950 million.
Walgreens says it's working to close its $9.4 billion purchase of Rite Aid early next year. The company says it's selling the Rite Aid stores in response to concerns raised by federal antitrust regulators. Walgreens said in October 2015 that it planned to buy Rite Aid in a deal that would create about 12,000 U.S. locations, or several thousand more than its closest competitor, CVS.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Apple is appealing a European Union order to collect a record 13 billion euros, or about $14 billion worth of back taxes based on the way it reports European-wide profits throughout Ireland. The move follows a similar appeal on Sunday by Ireland. It charges that the Cupertino, California-based company only for sales within Ireland. Apple says it has a much higher tax rate if you look at its global sales and revenues. More on these stories from townhall.com. Millions of people in northeast China have been confined indoors to avoid toxic smog after at least 24 cities across the region declared extreme air pollution alerts.
The latest so-called airpocalypse has elicited anger and frustration. An attempt by the government to classify smog as a natural disaster was met with a vocal backlash from both scientists and ordinary citizens. They question why more hasn't been done to clean up the air. Readings for one type of pollution in the city of Shijiazhuang exceeded 800 micrograms per cubic meter. The World Health Organization's recommended daily limit is 25.
It's BBC's Celia Hatton reporting. California is installing nearly 1,000 sophisticated metal detector scanners and secret security cameras at prisons. It's the state's latest attempt to thwart the smuggling of things like cell phones, which thousands of which continue to flood the prisons, even though they are banned. More from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet Sunday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu include chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock with Carl Lindebaugh and Bad
Good
Bob
morning.
Here. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's the 20th of December.
And, okay, it's currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. Very excited about our weather today. We will have about 20% chance of isolated showers. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of around 61. I love this chilly weather. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to pull out my mittens. I want to pull out my coats. It's nice to feel that bundle up. It's winter. It's Christmassy. It's a time for the, you know, the steam to come out of your breath.
Can I say one thing, though?
What?
When Elk Keller gets you up at 3:30 in the morning and you walk outside with him, with her, and you come back in and you put your feet on me, I'm not sure I enjoy it that much.
You know, we love her, so it's okay. You know, she's got to get go to the bathroom, and it's just the
not
way it is.
Not say anything about her. I'm
Thursday morning, partly sunny with a high near 56. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with lows around 40. Friday calls for about a 49. And Saturday, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 51. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Let's go to our phone. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, 20%!
Good morning.
A 20,000!
Well, we that all-important 20,000. We're so close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points at 19,968. The S&P 500 advancing 8 points at 2,271. And the NASDAQ Composite up 26 points at 5,483. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 24 cents, trading at 2,272. Rite Aid up 45 cents at 862. And Chesapeake Energy positive 3 pennies at $7.34. For local retail stocks of interest, Target up 83 cents, trading at 77.87. Best Buy up 79 cents at 47.34. And Macy's up 62 cents, trading at $37.62. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.58%. And over to commodities, gold is down $12.90 an ounce at $1,130. Silver down 33 cents at $15.78. And crude oil at 57 cents, trading at $53 a barrel. There's a lot of fives there. This is Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. And I know we'll talk to you again this week, but in case for some reason I miss it, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so
much. Merry Christmas,
you bet.
Darling.
Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor, of course, at Wells Fargo Advisors. 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Give her a call. 530-243-7561. She's a true expert in this and does really great work. Okay, let's go to Gary with a historical thought.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, my historical thought is Hillary, as of yesterday, will go down in the history books. No other presidential candidate has lost four times while seeking the office.
Four times. Okay. Give it to us.
Okay. First, she lost to Obama in 07. She lost to Trump just recently.
November 8th.
Yeah. Then she lost on the recount.
Okay, yeah.
And she lost on the Electoral College. That's four times to me. And another thing is she lost three times in the same year. That is really a feat.
It's got to be a new record, huh?
Yes.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about that today, so thanks for bringing that up. So thanks,
yes,
Gary.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
Gary.
Merry Christmas.
You know, I was listening to the along those lines, Carl,
yeah.
on the way in, there was on our station, they had the morning news. I think it was either on that or maybe it could have been before I left, but they were talking about the fact that the media have been having meetings now that they have to come to the terms. They've got to stop now because it is
official.
He's won. You've got to get on with it. And we have got to start being concerned. The guy said we were having these meetings amongst our media people, that we have to be concerned about what's going to be best for the American people. We have to serve the American people.
Hello. Good.
They're ready to move on. They have to move on. Right. They know that. So, okay.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Boo says, I have to go, but I want to wish Linda, Carl, and Bob a very Merry Christmas.
Boo.
And a wonderful, happy Trump New Year. Boo, same to you, buddy. Okay. That's really, really something we need to talk about. And let's talk about what's just happened. The Electoral College. Okay, so Hillary Clinton won by 2.8 million votes. And you go, well, that's a lot of people. Gosh, that's, you know, wow. 2.8 million votes all came out of California. Or if you want to look at it like this, 1.4 came out of Los Angeles and 1.4 came out of, and it was about, you know, it could be, you know, a percentage, you know, a little bit of a percentage, you know, slipped either way. It came out of New York City. So do you let the whole election hang on two cities or one state? I think the latest is that, oh, no, she won by 2.8 right here in California, which is not surprising. It's very much a liberal state when you get below Sacramento. So when you look at it like that, this is not fair. You know, my gosh, she won all those states. She won all those electoral votes, but she won the popular vote. Well, my friends, one state pushed him over. So should we change every way we do things here so that everything beyond the state of California, Texas, New York, and Chicago, and Florida gets nothing? And then that's the way that you aim your campaign. You know, Trump didn't even spend – I don't know how much time he spent out in California. He came up to Reading. He didn't go to many other places because Reading was a friendly place. While Hillary's out here all the time talking to her rich friends and her very rich friends and her Hollywood friends and never once went out and talked to the people, of course. And then – but she lost. She lost it by the Electoral College. Now, let's take the next step. After she lost, and people were just, you know, her supporters were just one dumbfounded. How could that happen? How could 62 million people be that stupid?
Russian hacking is what they're saying.
Well, and then they go into, and then they get into this, well, it wasn't her fault. It wasn't Hillary's fault. It wasn't the media's fault. It was Russian. No, no. First of all, it was FBI. Comey. Comey came out 11 days before the election and said, we're looking at new emails. Then 2 days before the election, he said, no, there's nothing there. I'm not sure how that changed course. And then they went into the, of course, the Russians hacked into the Democrats. And there's Russian hackers. Well, Russian, only thing Russian hackers did, if it was Russian hackers, was reveal what was in the emails. It's the emails that got people upset, not who collected them. What if it had been the New York Times or the Washington Post who had broken into that and found all these, how they rigged the DNC, the campaigns and the primaries, and the fact that things they were saying, what they did to Bernie, and then all the other things they were doing? My gosh. And then you find out about how the Donna Brazile was in the tank for CNN handing questions to Hillary, and the writer from the Politico who sent the whole story to John Podesta and said, "Is this okay? Did I write this okay? I know I'm a hack, but blah blah blah." And then, so what happens to this guy after it's exposed? The New York Times hires him. So does that tell you anything about the New York Times? But then now they're blaming Huma. Her close-in advisor.
Yes, yes.
Now it's Huma they're blaming. They're blaming her because, oh, she's married to Wiener, and Wiener had access to these emails. But then they're saying is that she's so close to Clinton and she wasn't giving her the right advice. People, Democrats, my friends, those who want to be my friends, those who were my friends and decided not to because I supported Trump, you need to move on with this. The reason that you lost was this. She didn't present the story to the American people that she was going to change things. People were tired of what it was. They were tired of their health care costs going up. They were tired of not having jobs. They were tired of seeing jobs come across, go leave our country. They were tired of seeing thousands and thousands of people come across the border and then falling into our very generous system where we take care of people. They were tired of that. They were tired of their schools falling apart. They were tired of the infrastructure falling apart. They were tired of politicians laughing at them, looking at them and saying, I'm going to put you out of business. You're not going to have a job, to coal miners. Thousands of coal miners. Billions of dollars worth of industry were going to shut you down with nothing in sight to fix it. This is what lost the campaign, and her inability to get a message out to the people that she was going to help them. Trump went to the people, whether you like it or not, and this is something you need to listen to, whether you like it or not, he went to the people. He said to them, this is time for a change. You've got to clean this place out. You're never going to have a difference if you don't bring in new people. Expecting different results by doing the same thing over and over and over again is a definition of insanity. Trump offered something new. And he won. He won big. In Electoral College, they said, here's our last chance. All you guys from Electoral College, all you electoral voters, change. Thousands of emails, death threats to the Electoral College.
My
phone calls. And what happens? Trump loses one guy out of Texas. Hillary loses four out of Washington State. Three went to Colin Powell, and one went to a Native American elder of the state. They voted for him. So she lost four to his one in the Electoral College. So I guess some of them shifted, but not his. And it's ridiculous. Kasich comes up and says, look, it's time to get together. And what you said, honey, is so important. The media needs to take a step back, take a deep breath, and say, what's right for America? Not let's tear him down from the very beginning, but what's right for America? Let's move him on. Let's move on, America. Let's be a success.
And a message for the DNC.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no-prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Absolutely.
All the fields we go, laughing all
Johnny Mercer.
I love Johnny Mercer. Speaking of snow... Snow in the Sahara. See snow for the first time in 37 years. England is not set to have a white Christmas, but snow has fallen in the Sahara Desert for only the second time in living memory.
Wow.
And there's also snow in Hawaii.
In the volcanoes.
In the volcanoes.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of cool. It's another, like, record-setting stuff.
Yeah, it's a, you know, global. It's climate change.
Speaking of record-setting, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You want to
set
your
Winds
record towards the end of the year.
20% off sale. It's their anniversary sale. It's great, great selections of jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town, Four Winds Jewelry. I'm going to probably trot on down there this week to see what they have as things get tighter and tighter toward Christmas. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Pressure.
You're not going to get a better deal. The only train watch repairman in town right there. They are great people, Rebecca and Henry. Super people. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we still want to give away Celtic Christmas tickets. So call in, and we're going to do the drawing at the end of the show, say at the 10-minute mark of the show, 10 minutes before. If you want to have, these are the Celtic Christmas. It's tomorrow at the Cascade Theater, row H, seat 202 and 201. Yes, we're holding them in our hot little hands right now. All you have to do is come down and get them. Give us a call, 605-4567.
To get in the drawing, which is, will be in about, 20 minutes.
All right. Now, I talked about Dallas running back. Let's talk about, and I hate to talk about this, but it's such big news. Two terrorist incidents. The Berlin Market Massacre. Now, wow. In Berlin, they have this big Christmas market where people come from all over to go to this market, and it's you know, it's beautiful. It's got Christmas trees. It's got all types of toys and gifts and everything, and people throng to this. It looks like right now that somebody has hijacked a truck, killed the driver, stabbed him several times. He was in the truck after it was over. Came down, 7.5-ton truck, came down the street and just plowed into it. Plowed into the Berlin marketplace, much like the one in France where the truck went down through the streets and killed so many people. In this case, 12 killed, 48 wounded, injured. The person has escaped. He did not stay. They thought they had the driver. But as it turns out, he was a Polish guy, a Polish national, who was just driving the truck and was attacked and stabbed. Then you go over to Turkey, and you have the Russian ambassador to Turkey getting ready to speak. It was a very low key conference about photography and photos and this. And while he's standing there, a guy behind him, looks like maybe part of the security team, draws a pistol, walks up to him, shoots him 8 times, and then is yelling, Allah Akbar, and he's got his finger up like the ISIS sign. He shoots a couple more people. He's saying, remember Aleppo. This is because of what you did to Aleppo. And then he walked over and shot the ambassador again while he's laying on the ground. Cops came in a gunfight. He was killed. Strictly a terrorist incident. So you've got these two terrorist incidents here right at Christmas time, right before Christmas. Now, and what they're saying is, what kind of other – these are those single-person lone wolf kind of attacks.
London's on alert.
London's on alert. I think what this does is should make everybody on alert.
So, well, Andrea Merkel, my aunt is German, and we've heard from some of our German friends that their Germany that they knew is lost because of the refugee crisis coming in. People who have been there for years and built up their homes and built up their villages and, you know, been part of it now has – okay, it's one thing to have, you know, the foreigners come in because we know that we've had that in America. A lot of, you know, the foreigners made America.
But, immigrants made America.
Yeah, right. Immigrants. I'm sorry. People who immigrated to America became of the American culture, wanted to become part of it.
They assimilated into our culture.
Yes.
Right.
But what's happening in Germany is that there is going to be more unrest because of the fact that people are feeling that their jobs and their lives, mostly that starting with the jobs, are threatened because the Syrian refugees have to go to work, jobs, goods, and the cultural conflict if they're not really willing to assimilate. So you bring people in, okay, from a war-torn country, get that. You know, that's being humanitarian. But then what – right now they're saying that Berlin Market Massacre, ex-Nazi airport becomes refugee camp.
That it shows a and Merkel here is she's already having trouble, but she has no idea, frankly, who's coming through, because it's you know, whether you like Trump or not, one of the things he said was absolutely true. How do you vet so many people, so many thousands of people coming through, when there's no more records? If somebody says they come from Aleppo and they're this family, how do you know that they really are from Aleppo, because the records are gone? And who are they? Who is this family? Are they actually even a family? So it's one of those things. Is yes, we should have immigration in our country. Absolutely, of course. But we need to have immigration that we control, and not just unbridled coming across the border by the thousands. As many as you catch and you can push back, that's like 10%, maybe 20%. So we've got to do that. The wall, whether it's a regular wall, a figurative wall with a lot of technology out there, or however it is, to get control of our borders. I think everybody, I can't think of anybody who wouldn't agree on this except some probably really radical people, that we need to control our borders. That's what makes you a nation. You control the borders. Yes. And then we have to revamp our whole immigration system. How we do it? We have friends that took them 4.5 years to get through the system to come to our country. They were here on a work visa, and then they had to go back home, have everything redone, and come back again. And this was a man who had worked for our government with top secret clearances. So, I mean, this kind of thing is dramatically wrong. And then you wouldn't have that push. Anyway, okay, hey, we got to take a break here. But this is Open Line. If you got anything you want to say today about the Trump election, the Electoral College, the terrorism, things that are happening in our town, now's the time to do it. We had Kristen Schrader on yesterday, and she believes in this housing first concept where we put people into housing, the chronically homeless, even if they are not going to change their behavior. That is what I got from the conversation yesterday. It's 8:30 here on the 20th of December, a Tuesday, 34 degrees, going to be up to 57 today. It's going to be like this all the way through Christmas, maybe a little chance of rain out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. They are the best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. A veteran-owned business that does it correctly, does it right the first time, gives you fair prices. They are there for you. We always, always select Alliance Heating and Air if we have any problems at all. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindeby. Good morning, everybody. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Bob's laughing because, hey, you know, we have people coming in here and bringing us goodies.
Lori brought her famous. Yeah. I said, if somebody touches this, their hands are going to get chopped off right now. The bundt cake. So we had, you know.
But it's got like a fifth of rum in it.
I don't care what it has. Okay. It's just famous, and it's her classic.
It's because I lay there after I eat some and I go, boom. Boom.
His pot runs out, and I'm here by myself.
Yeah, Bob goes, Carl, you may want to do the show, is what he said.
All right,
hey, by the way, we're still taking calls, 605-4567. We're going to give two tickets away in about 15 minutes here that are for a Celtic Christmas. Let me talk to you about a fabulous Christmas show, Spellbinding. A lot of us need to get lost. And it might be a kind of – maybe you can't take a friend – or you can't see them at Christmas, or, you know, somebody's shut in, and it might be a kind thing to do. Or take your best friend because you want to do something. But anyway, you can call right now, 605-4567, and we have a few people, we have a list of names that we're going to call out here in about 20 minutes. So give us a call if you want to go tomorrow night.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. There's your chance to get the best haircut in the world at Man's Last Stronghold before Christmas. Yeah. Get your haircut there. And a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. You know, I've been trying to convince DC and Tim and Logan that a slogan for their barbershop is, if we can't make you look good, you're probably ugly.
Oh. I think Man's Last Stronghold, we kind of, you know, I like that one. I like to hold that one there. Okay.
Hey, it's my opinion, Carl, that I had a very good idea when I talked to Paletti last week about having the CSOs, having the retired police officers volunteer time for a CSO.
Yep.
And I believe that ought to be pursued, not just because of the fact that they're drawing a wonderful pension, and that we're picking up the unfunded liabilities, but as a feeling of helping their community. They're already trained. They know what to do. Nobody's putting them in harm's way. And I want you to carry the torch and see if you can't make that happen.
Okay, I can tell you this. I went through the police station the other day, and I talked to several policemen. And there is, you know, there is this reluctance. It's not a you know, in your face reluctance. I believe there's reluctance from the police because you start bringing in people. Bob, we can hear the cutting. Now we just have to turn off the microphone. There's kind of a reluctance. If you bring in more people, you're not going to hire police. In other words, hey, we're just going to do this, part time. But then somebody will say, well, look, this works so good. We don't need to hire more policemen. And it's not Paletti, and it's not, you know, maybe, you know, the group here, but they're just looking at it down the road. I think there's a little bit of reluctance on that. I think the police need to do this, is we need to say, hey, look, we need to bring in some people like this, make your job easier, and then as we get more money for every new policeman or CSO we hire, we just cut loose somebody. And I think it's a good idea. I think we need to take a look at everything we can outside the box, Nick, so it is a good idea. But the other thing is getting them to do it. It takes 3 weeks to train them for a CSO job. But if you're a policeman already, then you've got that already in your background. I say is you don't wear the same type of uniform as an officer. You don't want to be seen as an officer because, you know, in case, you know, people want you, you know, because then they react a certain way, because you're going there to take reports for robberies, for some kinds of traffic accidents, not all traffic accidents, but for cold cases, you just go in there and you fill out the paperwork and you get it to them, and you're another set of eyes on the road also to be able to call somebody. So it's not a bad idea, and I think they need to take a look at this and see if they can't convince the police they need to do this.
Well, I think we need to keep reminding them that that's maybe an option. You know, something I've never heard you say is your stance on Jefferson. Are you a supporter?
I'm a supporter. I am a wholehearted supporter of being represented up here, and we are not being represented. And if Jefferson is the way to do it, then I am a supporter of Jefferson. If going to court and getting a senator up here, you know, for each county is the way to go, then I'm a supporter of that. I believe we have some good people working for us, but I am tired of being wagged by Southern California. Is that clear?
Well, that is clear, and I don't want to leave this union. I'd be
I don't want
to
know.
Let them go. In fact, we should support separating, and then we'll just stay in and be a state. I think that might be
I love this. I love the United States. I believe that we could be represented a lot better up here. Not because our guys aren't good, because, you know, Lord knows Brian Daly is outstanding. Gaines even has his, you know, Gaines even is okay.
Who?
But the bottom line is we don't have the representation. Everybody agrees on it, even the people that are against the state of Jefferson. But they don't have a solution. So there's two solutions. One, state of Jefferson, or two, the lawsuits that say bring it back so we are represented. Because right now we're hanging out here. And from what I understand, Donald Trump knows a lot about the state of Jefferson in Northern California. So, okay, Doug, thanks.
Hey, I hope you have a great day.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, a man. Sorry. Okay, Bob, what?
Oh, I was just saying I support the concept, but as Senator Johansson frequently said, the devil is in the details.
And you know what the thing is? I can support the concept, as you can. But the point is that the whole thing is representation. It's representation. If one of the ways to do it is to get a senator for each county again so that we're at least represented, at least we'll have something to say about what happens to us, I'm all for that. If the only way you can do it is state of Jefferson, well, then I'm all for that. Now, something that people need to know. You got to be careful out there. There was a man hit and died last night on Hilltop Drive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair. He was going across Hilltop in the dark wearing dark clothes. A van going by hit him and killed him. It doesn't look like the driver was under the influence, but it looks like the man in the wheelchair may have been drinking. But here's the bottom line, my friends. How many times, Linda, have we been driving along the road?
Oh.
And thank goodness, and you've gone, guy on the right, or somebody on the right.
Because they're dark, they're all in black.
In black with a black hoodie and black shoes.
And they're real.
And you can't, and
there's no reflectors on their bike.
There's no, well, they're not even on bikes. They could be
walking, and they may be taking reflectors off the bike.
And
you know,
no shoulder
because they want to be stealth in the dark.
Especially you get on the 273.
On Eureka last night, it's scary. You know, there's people walking. I'm like, what?
And so you've got to really be careful. You know, there's people get hit all the time. Now down in Cottonwood, somebody ran into people and then just kept going. You know, and I believe it was in a white truck. You know, something else, too. We're starting to hear other things around here, and I don't want to get on a downer here, but the people in this building here, just brand new. Somebody broke into their place, stole stuff
already.
You think
it was an inside job?
But they had a key, though.
They don't know if they have a key, but they saw from the surveillance cameras that there was a white truck that backed up. They saw people going in and out, activity. And, you know, unfortunately, when you maybe have a lot of people doing work, sub work, let's say, may not be them directly, but it may be people that they know because he had an Apple TV. They came in and they did. It wasn't in the, when he reported, it was like, anyway, so he had the back area where he's just moved in. It's brand new, really fabulous. You know, I love the young energy that's kind of moving in here with you know, we went yesterday to, okay, I've got five thoughts coming out of my mouth at once. The Harvest Bread, what's it called?
I don't know, it's a little place to eat right down. Harvest, something.
Heart of the Harvest or Heart, you know. Anyway, so it was fabulous. And it was, you know, it's all in new, really redone. And it was, it's like.
We better find out if we go down and send somebody
You know, yeah. Anyway, so it's right down the street here. We're, you know, we're on Market Street. So anyway, really. And I said, you know, Carl, it's. There are people who are putting energy and you know, the place looks great. Place next door that was broken into it from the back, the inside job we think it is. Met that guy. He's a broker and he's got a real estate company. And it's just really cool. It's very trendy and high tech and very cool that he's doing this. Anyway, so he was telling me yesterday that that he had made a report and that the cop – that he was reporting to said, hey, you know what? I'm going through these every day. That's all my, that's what I'm doing all day long. Plus a stabbing a day. A stabbing a day. Do we read about that? A stabbing a day is happening in Reading. So not to be negative about that, but I just want you, we want you to be mindful. I know we get out, we got our pegs or out of the car. Just really keep your you know, we do. We get into like the
somebody came and knocked on our door at 10:30 last night. Yeah, somebody came and knocked on our door at 10:30. So I wander up to the front door and there's somebody saying, "It's me, Nancy, Carl, it's me, Nancy." And I open the door. "Yes, Nancy." She says, I just know that you're not gonna walk to the door at 10:30 at night without having a gun." And I went, "You're absolutely right." So it, because the girls had went out last night and
I had her phone. Had I her put her phone anyway. In my purse and
but,
she
but let me
she
just tell you, if somebody knocks on my door at 10:30 at night on a weekday night and they keep knocking on my door.
There you hear a rack slide.
Yeah, you know, that rack has already slid, my friend. I go to the door. I don't walk to the door and open it up and go, "Hey, come on in and beat me up." You know, I don't do that. And I don't think anybody should do that. That's, you know, we've got a window right there. I'd look out and turn on the light, make sure it's somebody I know. Hey, we got to take a break. We come back. Terry's on the line, and there's probably an off chance Terry wants to talk a little bit about the state of Jefferson. So we'll talk about that or something like that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, Holiday Coffee Beans. Has anybody not had pumpkin spice coffee? Has anybody in their life not had pumpkin spice coffee? Well, if you, for some reason, you haven't, then you your life is not really full. You've got to go down and have their holiday coffee beans, their pumpkin spice, a triplet chocolate, all those at Espresso Joe's. Got it all there. Vendors get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the greatest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Their humidor is simply outstanding. It's a good way to give Christmas presents to all those people you love. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Joining any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?"
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600. 5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Molly, how about those holiday coffee beans at Tobacco and Brew?
Yes, Linda. I'm drinking the pumpkin spice right now, and it smells just like the holidays.
Well, my favorite is the peppermint bark and, Jack Frost. I'm taking them as my hostess gifts this holiday season.
And don't forget the triple chocolate. I drink that every morning at home. It's delicious. Oh, and the wonderful cigar grab bags inside the walk-in humidor.
Get warm and toasty this season at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
With I have a special announcement, Carl.
Well, you do.
And I would like to make
why don't you let me do this first, and then you can go into do-do-do-do. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction.
Control freak.
No, it's not that, but then we can spend more time on it.
Okay.
Because then I still have to get this in. Otherwise, the person will be upset. I'm already upsetting people about Christmas here.
You are?
Christmas is a day off for our staff.
Right.
For some reason, people want to schedule a show on Christmas. That's a day off for our staff.
Okay.
And, I don't know why people would schedule something on Christmas.
Okay.
And I hate to say no, but it's a day off. I mean, it's Christmas.
Okay.
That kind of thing. I mean, I don't know why that would happen. And I've got to figure out some way of, so that they can have the show, but it's Christmas.
Okay.
Anyway, this portion of the show, though, is brought by Northern Firearms Instruction. And Northern Firearms Instruction is a real business. It's not a part-time business. It's not an afterthought business. This is something that Ted Leidy does full-time. Teaches all over Northern California and down now into Central California. All of his instructors are NRA instructors, plus extra training they get via, going through different schools so that they can give the most accomplished CCW training out there. Not only that, but they have advanced courses not only in pistol and self-defense, but also carbine and carbine to pistol. All of this at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. You can look at the reviews. Go to the website, go down to the reviews, and look at the reviews that people write about the classes. I think then you'll get a pretty good idea just how really good Ted Leidy and his instructors are. Okay.
All right, we did draw a name. That's supposed to be the do-do-do-do, but that's pretty
close. That was close.
That's Christmas horns. Okay, let's try one more.
One more.
Just pick.
Oh, no. That's when the gladiators walk into the arena. I feel like right now, where's my shield?
I feel like
I've got my sword in front of me.
Where's
I'm walking
the Chinese
in.
Tumblers?
We who are about to die salute you.
Okay, Georgie Ann Moore, you won these two tickets. We'll give you a call after the show. That's Georgie Ann Moore.
Yeah, there you go.
And
have a great time.
Yeah, and enjoy that Celtic Christmas. It's how beautiful. Anyway, there's your horns for the day. Oh gosh. Okay, what are we closing with here? We got 10 minutes. Terry.
Terry, good
oh
morning,
my gosh,
buddy.
I'm just seeing you on the board. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
I was on hold for 11 minutes and 26 seconds.
About the same time you're on the show. So there you go. It evens up. What's
well,
up, Terry?
We're on the show for a minute and a half trying to get out what 5 minutes worth needs to be said.
Oh, I know, but
I love you.
I know.
You.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas,
okay.
My friend. Anyway, what I did want to bring up very quickly is Bob had made a comment about the state of Jefferson, and I agree with you, Carl. We're all looking for representation.
That's what we're looking for, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the bottom line?
But the point is that comments like the devil is in the details, with all due respect, Bob, that's just, there's no basis to that. We've had to talk to Congress. The details are there, my friend.
Your point is noted.
All the way down to having the VIN numbers on the California equipment that we will receive from Caltrans when we become a state. This is the real deal. And if you have different things that you think are details that people need to know about or questions, I have a suggestion on how we can clear this up. All you need to do is maybe have a list of questions. Mark Baird or myself, probably Mark, will call in, and you can ask him those questions that you're concerned about in the details if, in fact, the remedy ends up being a new state rather than more representation. And then we can work off of facts, which we've had to work off of the last 3 years, even with Congress. So I think that maybe we need to start looking at things with real answers and real questions and understand that we've had to answer every question about water, police, fire, natural resources, CalPERS, where does the who gets the prisons? We've had to answer every question. So I just implore you that if you have a detail you need to have an answer on, please write it down, and maybe Carl can have a show up to the first of the year, which a lot of things are going to happen then, believe me.
I think that when Bob and a lot of other people's comments, when they say that, that you say that about a lot of things. This is something that's got so many moving parts. It's the details that will actually, it's not the concept or even the wave top type of, talking points. It's page 46, part 4, paragraph 2, part 3 of that third line that bites you in the ass.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't bite you in the bottom, like you said. What it does is basically there is an answer for that.
Okay, but
I don't know how much more to put it. We've had sat down with Camille Harris. I mean, I really don't know how to answer that. And as far as the details go, I can give you the short answer. The short answer is there's a thing called the Committees of Separation. The Committees of Separation would take all those details and iron them out. And there would be experts, which there are everywhere, that can handle those questions on anything and everything.
Well, I think that was what the statement was that to get it done, it's going to take a lot of experts sitting down and getting all that done. Because not all the answers are out there right now.
Well, actually, that's true. They're not all out there, but it's at a point.
It's where really close.
This has got to be. This looks like the only remedy, and with a new, as you probably all know, with a new embassy that just opened 2 days ago in Moscow. This is world news. Everybody knows this. That the Republic of California has set up an embassy there. That's a fact. And most people know about this already. It's been all over the internet and all over the news. Really and truly, this is the real deal. California is very serious in creating a country called Pacifica with Oregon and Washington. Now, that's a little more far-fetched than us wanting simple representation per county, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can tell you what I think of that, too.
I
but
agree.
Anyway, so, Terry, we're going to run. I understand what you're saying, and I just wanted to, the question was, do you support it? And that was my answer. And
your answer was great.
And
I just wanted to make sure.
And what Bob said was perfectly true, too. So it's good to hear that you've got – I didn't know you'd met with Kamala Harris – and that you've got everything laid out. But this is such a huge undertaking, and I'm glad that we've got people that have spent so much time and effort, and they're ready to rock on this thing.
And
so
thank
hopefully,
you for your help, Carl, and people to get the word out there.
Well, you know what? We love, those shows are important, and we've got to have, people go, oh, it won't happen. Well, they also said Donald Trump never had a chance, right?
Right, and we all want representation.
We
no matter
all
which
want
side
representation,
of the aisle
and everybody says that. You know, whether
everybody
you're whether
that,
they
sure.
whether they believe in the state of Jefferson or not, they
absolutely.
All say the same thing. Oh,
sure.
We need more representation. Well, and then the next question is always the best one. Well, how do you propose that? And there's
right.
no answer. Okay, Terry, thanks. Merry
you
Christmas.
Bet. Merry Christmas.
Tomorrow on our show, we're going to have national guest coming in talking about the universities and what's gone on in the universities in their little echo chambers of, oh my gosh, how did this happen? How did Trump get elected? Oh my gosh, what should we do? And how in this in the media, how they're trying to handle this or trying to see, you know, trying to take a look at what happened. Also, we have Sheriff Tom Bosenko on with the latest about what's happening, of course, in Shasta County law enforcement, but also maybe we can get him to give us a non-comment on the Papini case because nothing's really changed very much on that. But you you still see it in national news. It'll pop up again.
What I have to say quickly, and I know we got to go, but and you know, you want to always end on a positive note, but remember the swinging general?
Oh, yeah.
So he was stripped of all his stars and demoted out of the military after a 30-year career. Okay, I'm just saying. The military is still drawing a hard line.
Yeah.
And
well,
this
so
is
what they
what
did
I,
was they reduced him in rank, and he's retired.
They stripped him of his stars.
Right. They reduced him in rank, took off his stars, and he retired as a full colonel. For you know, so I think, I mean, I haven't read the whole story, but it would be interesting. But, yeah, because he got, you know, he did things that if you're in civilian life, people go, oh, that's too bad. In the military, you do it. And you get hammered.
He's forced out of the military.
He's forced out. And this is a guy that had a good career. He had a good reputation, but then he let himself
wander. Demoted by three steps in the rank of lieutenant colonel.
Took him down to lieutenant colonel.
That's what it says.
Oh, my gosh. So they dropped him down two ranks, at least three ranks.
Steep and rare downgrade for a senior officer.
Well, I think that they're trying to make a statement there. And I tell you what, Mathis is back, comes in there, and Secretary of Defense, you better be toeing the mark there, buddy. Okay. Hey, everybody. Have a great day tomorrow. Like I said, we have the sheriff, and we're going to be talking about some national stuff. And everybody have a great day today.
You can remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and
hell, but I won't.
News from Town Hall brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
There is a suspect in custody, but officials say he probably did not drive the truck, meaning at least one other suspect may still be on the loose. Former FBI Assistant Director Sean Henry says that this kind of attack is very difficult to detect and stop.
These vehicles are ubiquitous. They're not illegal to have, easy access, and anybody that can drive can potentially use this as a weapon to inflict mass casualties.
He was on NBC's Today Show. President-elect Trump says the fingerprints of Islamic terrorists are all over this attack. Syrian activists say as few as 3,000 people are still in eastern Aleppo awaiting evacuation. Inge Sedke with the Red Cross says 10 more buses have arrived to